Welcome to the My Essential Birth podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Stephanie, and we're professional doulas, childbirth educators, and the creators of My Essential Birth, the holistic, empowering online childbirth education course helping mothers everywhere confidently achieve their best birth. So join us each week as we share tips and advice for all things pregnancy, birth, and beyond.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you can be the first to get new content. And head over to www.myessentialbirth.com for more information about our birth course and to join a community of mamas just like you. Before we get started, we would like to invite you to leave a review for this podcast in iTunes. It's a brand new show, and it's really important in the launch of a new podcast to gather reviews. Will you please help us spread the word by leaving a review so that more mamas have a chance of finding this podcast when they search for one?
We read every single review, and we promise to keep doing that. We love what everyone, all of you ladies, have been saying about the Pregnancy and Birth Made Easy podcast here with My Essential Birth. So thank you, everyone, for your continued support.
Our reviewer of the week is Jojo2324, who says, "I cannot get enough of this podcast right now. It makes me feel so empowered and confident as a pregnant mama. Thank you for making such an uplifting and educational podcast." Jojo, thank you for leaving us a review. It means the world. And that really is our goal with everything that we do.
Yeah. And it's actually going to go along perfectly with today's podcast because we're going to talk about all about quarantined and being pregnant. And it's anyways. That's the goal, empowerment, right? Confidence and empowerment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have to admit that as I've been talking to some pregnant women, this kind of settled on my heart. And so while we get into a little bit of heavy here, don't worry. We want you to stick it out to the end. It'll be worth it because we're going to leave on a nice light note as well. But I think a lot of moms right now are kind of feeling just some aloneness, right? Like there's a lot going on in the world, especially moms that are quarantined or, you know, can't be around other mothers. A lot of new moms who can't go to moms groups or don't have friends who are pregnant. Maybe women who already deal with anxiety or depression or all these things.
Or if
maybe you haven't dealt with those things and now prenatally you're coming upon some of that. For women who are mentally stable normally, not everybody's doing so hot.
As human beings, we're not meant to be alone. We're not meant to be without community and connection. Those are gifts and those are blessings. And right now, a lot of people are feeling lack in those areas.
Right. And so we wanted to take a moment and just make sure that you guys understand that we're seeing you, we're hearing you, we know you're there, that you're walking through some trials, and hopefully we want to give you some hope along the way here.
What pregnant woman doesn't love to be loved on and seen and pampered a little bit and spoiled by friends and family? I know I certainly loved that. We need that connection. We need the encouragement and support and friendships and associations with other birthing women, other pregnant women, but other people in our community as well. We want the praise, the adoration, the compliments, right? Like when you see a friend, they're like, "Oh my gosh, your mm-hmm. belly just popped. How fun for you."
Yeah. So I just realized this week I will likely not get to see my sister pregnant at all. And anyway, so if some of you are experiencing that as well, it's this awkward, weird place to be. Like, I want nothing more than to love on her and see her belly and take all the pictures. And so anyways,
it's you may even want to have those opportunities to feel a little disgruntled at some of the suggestions that are coming your way, right? Like, "I sure hope that you're doing XYZ baby because of COVID." Like,
yeah, I'm sure too bad quarantine doesn't stop those, right?
But this is an especially trying time for young moms, and that includes new moms, moms of toddlers who are stuck at home all day and maybe can't get out and let them run off their energy somewhere.
Yeah.
Single moms as well.
Yeah. I think of moms stuck at home with these sweet little kids, not getting a break, not talking to any adults. I mean, it's hard enough, I think, without a quarantine in place, but when you can't like set up a play date once a week or anyways, it is tough stuff.
I know I need some social distance from my own children right now, and they're older, so I can only imagine.
Thank you, podcasting time.
Right?
Okay, but we wanted to let you know we see you. We see the struggles. We know that what you're walking through isn't easy, and we know what it's like to be stuck at home all day with nobody to talk to. Mm-hmm. We feel the tears and the stress and the anger and the confusion. We see the dirty laundry, the dirty diapers, the dishes in the sink, and we still love you. You're not alone in feeling this way, and it's okay to have these feelings, and I think that's why it was so important for us to kind of pause here and let you know that it's okay to be in that space and that you're still loved and supported. We know you're a mom in every form of the word, and I want you to take a moment and kind of pause and think about the weight that we carry through motherhood, even if your baby is still in your belly. You know, there's a lot that you are carrying on your shoulders right now. And it's not easy to bear those burdens, but we want you to know that you're also strong and you're capable. And there are many other women that are doing it at the same time right now with you. And we support and love on you for it.
We also see your wins. It's all too easy to get down on ourselves like, holy cow, I'm stuck at home all day and I still can't manage to get the dishes done. But we see your wins. We see you putting on that bra every day. Way to go holding up them girls. We see you smile when you think about your sweet little baby. We see you taking a shower. Wait, what? And getting ready for the day. We see you cooking and cleaning and meal planning and making sure you have groceries, laughing with your little kids, telling them bedtime stories, reaching out to help others when they're hurting, even if you're hurting too. We see it all really, really clearly. And you may not be doing all those things, but I can guarantee you're probably doing at least one of them, right? You are doing this. One day at a time, you are walking through these challenges beautifully, and you will be stronger for it when you reach the other side.
So we put the question to our wonderful listeners, to all of you and all of our followers on Instagram, and we just kind of put it out there to see if you guys would be interested in a community group. Now, when you guys came back to us, you said yes, that this is something that you're looking for. Instagram is wonderful. The podcast is wonderful, but we can't, you guys don't get a chance to talk to each other. And right now I feel like community is a very big thing, especially among mothers. And so if you're all here listening to the same things anyways, then why not be able to talk to each other and support each other along the way? Okay, so we want you to join us on Facebook. Join us and join each other. We want you to introduce yourself, talk about your challenges. We want to hear about your wins, and give each other good and meaningful advice as well. I think more important than anything, and like we've said over and over, I think community is super huge now more than ever. So this is an opportunity for you to come in and build that community. I think that's the wonderful part about social media is no matter where you are in the world, I mean, we have people from all over the world that are within our members group. Doesn't matter where you are all mothers, you're all experiencing this joy of pregnancy and the challenges of pregnancy and birth. And so I love social media for that reason. In fact, we've made friends on social media that we have actually met in real life. It's a beautiful thing. So we want you to have that connection, even if you can't have that in your local community right now.
All this talk about the Facebook group, and we forgot to give you the name. So jumping in here, adding this little edit and giving you the name, which is Quarantined and Pregnant with My Essential Birth. See you there.
Aside from that group, which I think will be a great strength to a lot of you, we really encourage you to talk to friends and family and professionals. It's okay to have multiple people that you can go to with what's weighing on your heart and on your mind. There's a quote that we love by Robert Hales, and he says, "When you cannot do what you have always done, then you only do what matters most." And that's kind of what we want to talk to you about now. It's okay to strip away everything that isn't absolutely necessary and focus on all the important things that you can do to give yourself a little boost right now.
Yeah. And so some of those, and we talk about this quite a bit, but really the basis for all of your pregnancy, if we can do anything here, it's to help you have all of your options. And the best way to do that is to help you remain healthy and low risk. Mm-hmm. And along with that is if you're doing these things that also help you remain healthy and low risk, it's also going to affect your physical and mental state. It's a very real thing. Like what we're putting into our bodies, how we feed our bodies as we're sitting here sipping soda, as we feed our bodies these healthy things, it has this physical and emotional and mental effect on us. So it's really important. Like we talk to you guys all the time, but getting that 75 grams of protein, if you can, like this is not like a very strict, if you don't do this, there's going to be bad things that happen. These are goals to aim for and things, like Courtney said, that can help give you that boost to where you need to be. So aim for 75 grams of protein, healthy, well-balanced diet. That means you're eating a decent amount of greens, like you're adding in fruits and vegetables. Maybe you've got a really good supplement. You're drinking the amount of water that you should, and water to thirst, right? You're salting your food to taste. You're taking time to maybe have a green smoothie once a week, whatever that looks like for you, to give yourself that extra happiness, I guess.
Also, try to eat intuitively at the same time. It's important to keep these goals in the back of your mind. But if you are craving something, don't deny yourself, I find, because that actually makes you want a lot of it and more of it than what you want. But, you know,
don't picture the pink elephant. Stop thinking about the pink elephant.
Right. If you want a cookie, have a cookie, right? Don't tell yourself no, because then you'll eat the whole bag. But just go for intuitive eating here. Be kind to your body. Listen to the signals that it's giving you.
Yeah. Another thing that we tell moms to do, this is good for
everybody,
but it's especially important if you are noticing some kind of depression. We say this a lot for postpartum, because it's really easy once you have a baby to just stay in and kind of huddle in and not go anywhere and not draw the blinds and like all the
things. Set parameters for yourself. Like, I'm only going to go outside if I've showered and have a bra on and have makeup on. You don't have to do that.
So we want you to get outside every day. And that's even if you're quarantined and you have to wear a mask. Fine. Get outside. Get fresh air. It's important to be in the sun. Now is a great time of year to do that. All of that, the vitamin D, the fresh air, all of that is going to be really important and will make you feel better, even if you do it 10 to 15 minutes a day.
Yep. That includes moving your body, right? Go for a walk if that's an option for you. But there's also a lot of really great at-home workout resources. And when we say workout, it doesn't have to be like a P90X thing. In fact, when you're pregnant, you probably shouldn't be doing that if that's not something you're used to doing. But turn on some yoga. Try one of those like dance. You're really into Zumba right now, aren't you?
I'm not really into it, but we just did a Zumba and it was super fun.
Yeah. Just turn on some music and dance, but do something to move your body and set a floor goal, right? Set a baseline goal. Like, I will do dance to one song every single day.
Okay. I think we have our very first post for our Facebook group. This is going to be a dance challenge. I can feel it. And I want all the videos of you pregnant moms. Just wait. I will come up with something amazing.
Yeah. I just know for me personally, if I set a goal of like, I'm going to work out 5 days a week, 45 minutes a day, and then that maybe happens for 2 days and then I crash and burn. But if I have a goal of I'm going to dance to one song every single day, I can make that happen. And I'm working towards my goal a little bit.
I mean, if we're talking about dancing, it has to do with moving your body, period. But dancing especially, right? Because you've got the music, you're jumping around. Like, there's something about the adrenaline and joy that comes from doing that. So yeah,
get the whole family
get up and
on
do it. Yeah. Oh, my kids hate it sometimes.
Stop singing.
Really? Well, you know. Anyways, stop moving your booty like that.
What kind
no
of
one
dancing
can see
are you
me?
Doing?
I can do what I want. Anyways, okay. Make sure that you're taking care of your spiritual health. That was probably an awkward move into that thought process.
Segue.
Yes. Yeah. But spiritual health is a real thing. And I think for a lot of us, especially with COVID and the fact that churches have kind of been shut down and that spiritual community has been like, we're being quarantined from each other there. In some places, it's really not being deemed essential. That's really important. That is very, very important to many, many people. And so if that's you, there are other things that you can do in the meantime to make sure that you're getting that spiritual health. But I think even part of that could be to reach out to people within your spiritual community, your church community or whatever, making sure that they're doing okay, right? Like, I think the number one thing that we can do when we're down is to serve. And even if it's a small thing like that, like you were talking about small goals, like every day or 3 times a week, I am going to call somebody and ask how they're doing, you know?
Right.
I think that can make a difference for sure.
Definitely. And I think also along with that, and I know this is something I've had to do, so maybe others can relate, but I have been bombarded with voices, you know, from all different sides sharing all different opinions. And it's really hard sometimes to pick out what's right and what's wrong and how do I feel about something. And I had a moment of realization, and I know I shared this with you a couple weeks ago, where I had the realization that for me, there's only one voice that I need to be listening to. And it's okay to sort of tune everything else out and hone in on the voice that's bringing you peace and guidance and comfort.
Right. And for some of our moms that are listening that are not like churchgoers, or that's not your thing, or you don't call it God, or whatever, however that looks for you, this can be something that comes from meditation. Maybe you call it that inner voice or
stillness.
Right. Yeah. Like there's been very, very many ways to get to that place of peace where you can hear the thoughts, mindfulness, that kind of thing. We just want to help encourage you to that area because, yes, for myself too, I get so many voices in my head that it's debilitating. I feel like I have too much to do or too much to listen to, and so I do nothing, and that's not healthy either. So, yes.
It's okay to cry.
It's good to cry.
Crying can be a huge release. I was trying to tell my husband as I was like, I'm like, I don't know why I'm crying. I was like, I feel kind of like a pressure cooker right now. And some of the steam is escaping a little bit. And it's okay. You are like pent up with so much going on in your life right now that crying can be a beautiful, wonderful release. It's okay to cry.
Yeah. I feel like just like we have a uterus, so that we can have bait, like we're made to do that. Like there's a reason we have tears, and it's for part of that pressure and that feeling. And anyway, so it's super good. On that note too, I think laughter, right? I would love to cry from laughter as well. I think it's so important, you guys, like all the goofy things. Like I love reading memes and passing them along to my friends and laughing out loud with them. Yeah. Group texts with family and friends that's just for funnies. Like I know several people that have done that. Like they have group texts, but then they have their separate one that's like memes only, you know?
Yeah.
Like quotes only. And I think that's fun.
We had a lot of fun on Instagram when all of this was just starting to go down, the whole COVID thing. And we had like days where I was like, you guys, I need to feel a little lighter about this. Send me your best quarantine COVID memes. You guys did not disappoint. We had, I mean, there were ones where I was laughing so hard I was crying. It's awesome. So please know that Steph and I, we welcome those. You know, if you're like, I don't know if they'd like this, send us a DM.
Yeah, send it anyway. We're a little awkward that way. We probably like a lot of things that We shouldn't. Okay. So I had an interesting experience just with my husband the other day. I mean, like, actually, this was like yesterday. I was having one of those days where I'm like, I have too much on my plate. I have too many things I need to do. The cleaning needs to happen. The stuff with the kids, like work, all this stuff was coming up. And my husband was at work. And so, of course, I texted him all the things and why I was so stressed out. Because that won't stress him out at work. And so,
not at all.
No. And so he texted me back and he's like, you just need to focus. And it was kind of back to that quote. When you cannot do what you've always done, you do what matters most. But he's like, you need to focus. This is like intensive training. Focus on what needs to happen between now and your next meal. And it really put that into perspective because I'm like, well, I have to, like, it's necessary to do the dishes and the laundry and walk the dog and, right? And I had this massive list and create a podcast outline, right? And I'm like, wait, like, what absolutely needs to happen right now to get to that next meal? And he's like, if you have to let stuff in the house go, or you have to, like, you know, it's not necessary in this time. Like, maybe you need to be spending time with the kids or whatever. So I just wanted to relay that to you guys as well. It helped me, like, you know, bring everything in and say, okay, in this moment, what actually needs to happen? And it really did. It was healthy for me.
Just the same way that we wouldn't be ashamed to tell someone that, I have, you know, hypothyroidism or I've got arthritis or whatever. There should be no shame at all in telling someone when you're not doing well. I think a lot of times people are anxious and willing to help anyone. I know if somebody came up to me and they're like, Court, I'm having a really hard time. Can I just talk to you for 5 minutes? I would say, absolutely, yes. Thank you so much for allowing me to hold that space for you and to be a support to you. So don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel shy about telling someone how you're feeling if you're not doing well. That's what people are there for.
Yeah. And I mean, you probably know this. Maybe you've learned this in your life. I don't know how old all of you are. Tell the right people, right? People that if I were to go to would not be helpful. So make sure that you're being mindful of that, but know that
be
people
selective.
Are there to help you.
Well, because sometimes I'll have a problem where I almost need to talk to someone who doesn't know a lot about my business because that way they're sort of emotionally detached and they can bring a level head to it. But there's other times where I need to confide in someone who knows and loves me no matter what, and they're not going to think I'm just being a giant crybaby. So, you know, pick the right people.
Yes.
Steph and I have been immersed in the world of birth and pregnancy for so many years now. And I think it's easy for you and I to almost forget what we didn't know when we were expecting and getting ready to have our first baby. And so if there's something that we haven't covered, we apologize. It's probably just because we forgot that a lot of people don't know. And we say that too because we want you to know that there's no dumb question. There's nothing that you can't ask us that isn't appropriate or, gosh, I feel like I should know this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she and I just need a reminder of what you might not know. We love you. We're here for you. Please reach out. And if you feel like there's a lot that you want to learn about birth, we want to welcome you with open arms into the course. And we're so grateful that you're here listening on the podcast because I know you can get a lot from that too.
Yeah. And keep in mind too, like we talk about a lot of things and we don't have time necessarily within a podcast or the organization that we have, like within the birth course, to dive so deep on some of these. And so maybe sometimes you're feeling like I need a little bit more information here or there. So I hope what is happening though is when you're coming to these podcasts, you're listening to us here, maybe you're following our stories and stuff on Instagram. We're not expecting you guys to remember everything, but what I'm hoping happens, what we're hoping happens for you, is that what matters will stick and will interest you, will pique your interest, will cause you to think and reflect and want to learn more on a certain topic or subject. And I want, like, really, when I feel like when that's happening to you, that's a spot where your body, your subconscious, your the Holy Ghost, however you want to call it, is telling you, pay more attention to this. This is going to matter for you. Mm-hmm. And so when you have that experience, that's when you hone in and dive a little deeper and ask the questions that come up.
Yep. Do your research, get involved, get educated, and prepare, and trust that you're having an interest in that topic for a good reason.
Okay, now we're going to switch it over.
We told you we would end on a fun note. I love this list that Stephanie has come up with.
This is my late night. This is funny. That's making me laugh. I'm going to keep writing.
Favorite things to do while quarantined.
And I feel like we probably should have posed this question to you guys. So maybe for this week, when this podcast drops, maybe I will put that in the stories. Like, what are your favorite things? I don't know. Just things to do during quarantine.
There's some Instagram accounts that you and I follow of people who do come up with the most creative, hilarious things to keep themselves entertained. But we're going to add to the list. So here we go.
Okay.
See how many cups you can balance on your partner while they're asleep with them not noticing.
Mm-hmm. They don't even have to be drunk. That's like a drunk thing. At least that's what I like. You know, you see those videos and you're like, okay, now stack the cat on top. I think, you know, you might have to. Cups were a good one. I thought that was a good one.
Yeah.
Ordering tons of food to your house. That's fun.
We've been doing this and I feel good about it for two reasons. Number one, I get to eat as much as I want, all kinds of great food. Yeah, I've put on some weight during quarantine. I'm not ashamed. But also, you're supporting businesses and restaurants that, you know,
and so that's how you write off the weight.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
Okay.
Watch The Office until you've memorized all the good lines.
That may be my personal goal.
Can you guys tell that Stephanie just, like, within the last year, finally watched The Office, all of it, for the first time?
What?
You're obsessed now.
Yeah. Obsessed? No, I've been watching that for years. Oh. Like, nonstop re-going through it.
Oh.
For my entire, like, brain process lives in Office quotes. It's a problem.
On top of that, you can have all your responses for the day between maybe you and your partner only be lines.
No, everybody.
only be lines from The Office, even if it's hard.
That's what she said. literally, like, how fun would that be? Like, pick a movie, pick a show, and just, they have to be lines from that
You're
thing
so good
all
at memorizing
day.
Lines.
If I think they're
really
funny,
quickly.
I don't know. Yeah. But when I say stuff, you remember where it came from.
I do. That's true.
You can comment, I may or may not have done this, you can comment on family group texts in complete opposite of what the general opinion is. Shout out to my mom. Or the consensus is just to start up a show. Add popcorn as desired.
I'm totally picturing the Michael Jackson meme where he's in the movie theater eating. Like, I'm just here for the comments, right? My brother-in-law does that, though. It drives me crazy. He'll just, like, throw something in there out of left field. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
And then watch everybody explode angry.
And he's probably just kicking back, feet up with his popcorn.
Stirs the pot just for the fun of it.
The thing is, my mom goes for it every time. So when it's that easy, I can't help myself.
Steph, this next one you came up with. You guys, I'm reading these for the first time. And I'm going, what the crap? She says, tell your friend you're coming over to their house in an hour and then don't respond to any of their texts afterwards. And then tell them you're welcome when you don't show up. Their house will be cleaner and they'll appreciate it even if they stop talking to you.
It came from a meme because, anyways.
You're such a turd. Have you actually done that to people?
No, but I thought the meme had something to do with, I need a friend that's going to tell me they're going to come over to my house and then just doesn't show up so my house gets clean and I don't have to entertain. And I was like, yes, that's going to be on the list.
That's a good friend.
Yeah. Forward funny memes on every social media platform.
Yep. Eat Fruit Loops and tell us what color your poop turns out to be. That's you what my kids really do. You were really tired when you wrote this. I can tell.
It's like different kids have different. Anyways, do it.
Interesting.
Do it. I challenge you. You can catch your partner at inopportune times and take pictures of them and then send them to him randomly throughout the day.
No, but you should add captions like, gosh, I'm so glad I fell in love with you 10 years ago.
Hey, this is so bad. And luckily, Michael doesn't listen to the podcast. And if he does, I'm in so much trouble, you guys. But he was working on the car yesterday. I did this yesterday. And he was squatting down. So I took a picture. And then I added little, like, brown, looks like he was pooping in a puddle.
What is wrong? And then he texted it to him. Oh, poor Michael.
I know, he's like, what is wrong with you?
For the record, I got upset.
Maybe just add like a funny mustache.
Yeah, maybe leave out the poop. Oh my gosh. That's like blackmail for Sunday. For the record, you can also do really nice things. Like send a sweet note to anyone, a neighbor, a friend, a family member. It's not as entertaining. but it's probably better.
Yeah, you can call at least one person a day and ask how they're doing. We've already talked about that.
You can take a bath or a shower. I'm a shower girl. Steph's a bath girl. Mm-hmm. Do what makes you feel good. You can play a game alone with your kids, online, with a friend or family. We have busted out some really old school Nintendo games, and it's been kind of fun to relive some childhood stuff.
Yeah, back to the office. You can see how many cheese balls you can fit in your mouth.
That's a thing.
And record it and then send it to us. Maybe that'll be on our Facebook group too.
Poke your baby, see if they poke back.
Plenty of options here, you guys. Try to paint your toenails or shave your legs during the third trimester. That'll be a shock moment.
I was going to say, that'll take you all afternoon. Good luck with that one. You can journal and just brain dump everything you're thinking and feeling. It's a good release.
Yeah. You can look at homes in another city, get excited, list your house, sell your stuff, rethink your life.
Are you talking about me?
No, I was actually talking about me.
We are both in a state of transition right now.
Yeah.
And pretty soon coming up, my husband and I are going to be homeless. So that's fun. Let's see how.
And we might just sell everything, pick up and go. I wonder if these are like bad quarantine ideas.
I know we've been stuck in quarantine. Let me tell you what happened when we were in quarantine too long. So my husband and I watched way too many YouTube videos of families doing really cool stuff together. And we got it in our head that it would be a really great idea to sell our house and a lot of what we own and buy a school bus that's converted into an RV and travel around the United States and maybe Mexico and Canada for the next year and a half. We've started on that goal. We've sold our house. We've commissioned the bus. We'll see what happens with COVID. We might need to put that plan on hold for a little bit and park that bus in whatever house we buy. The driveway, I'm sure our neighbors will love us. It'll be fun.
Just wait till they see the inside of the bus.
It'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can argue with yourself about why you do or do not need any baby item on your registry.
And then this last one is probably my favorite because it happens.
It's so real.
You can laugh at moms in birth forums who post random ridiculous questions or start conversations and then start worrying about that very thing that mom was worried about later and then research the crap out of it. Right? So they're like, what is she talking about? Cloth diapering. What an idiot. And then you're like, oh, but is that better for their skin in the environment? Hold on.
I better order those 3 a.m. Oh, okay. Well, we hope that you guys have enjoyed this. We hope it wasn't too heavy and we ended on a happy note. I can't wait to hear what you guys do in quarantine. That brings you a little bit of joy for sure. And we want you to know that we love and support every single one of you. We're here for you. And that's not just lip service. I think every single comment, Maybe because we're just not that popular yet. But every single comment, every email we've gotten, we have taken time to personally respond to in a meaningful way. So we're here.
Help us help you. All right, mamas, we will be back with more tips and advice soon. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe so that you get notifications first about new episodes.
And don't forget to head over to myessentialbirth.com for more information on the birth course and to join our online community serving pregnant mamas just like you.